This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the path to Viksit Bharat lies in the unity of the people. The Prime Minister noted that despite facing many difficult situations, Goa not only preserved its original culture, but also rejuvenated it over time. Addressing a gathering of devotees at the Sardha Pancha Shat Manotsav of Sri Sansthan Gokaran Parthagali Jivottam Mutt near Kankona, Goa, he lauded the historic monastery for its enduring contribution to society, calling it a foundation stone for upholding values that will continue to inspire future generations.
आज जब इस पवित्र मठ के 550 वर्ष पूरे हो रहे हैं, तब हम इतिहास का उत्सव मनाने के साथ ही भविष्य की दिशा भी तय कर रहे हैं। विकसित भारत का रास्ता एकता से होकर जाता है। जब समाज जुड़ता है, जब हर क्षेत्र हर वर्ग एक साथ खड़ा होता है, तभी राष्ट्र बड़ी छलांग लगाता है। श्री संस्थान गोकर्ण पर्तगाली जीवोत्तम मठ का प्रमुख ध्येय लोगों को जोड़ना, मन को जोड़ना, परंपरा और आधुनिकता के बीच सेतु बनना है। इसलिए विकसित भारत की यात्रा में यह मठ एक प्रमुख प्रेरणा केंद्र की भूमिका में भी है।
Mr. Modi said the institution has safeguarded not only faith but also humanity and culture. The Prime Minister unveiled a 77-foot bronze statue of Prabhu Sri Ram at Parthagali. He also inaugurated a new Ramayan theme park garden and a 10,000-square-foot museum dedicated to Lord Ram developed as part of the celebrations. Mr. Modi further released a special postal stamp and a commemorative coin before addressing the gathering. The country's gross domestic product GDP registered a robust 8.2% growth in the second quarter of the current financial year, driven by strong performance in the manufacturing, secondary and tertiary sectors. GDP growth in the second quarter was higher than the 7.8% recorded in the first quarter of the current financial year and the 5.6% seen in the corresponding period last year. The country's nominal GDP grew by 8.7% to the second quarter of this financial year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the 8.2% GDP growth in the second quarter of the current financial year. In a social media post, Mr. Modi termed the growth as encouraging and said that it reflects the impact of government's pro-growth policies and reforms. He added that it also reflects the hard work and enterprise of the country's people. The Prime Minister asserted that the government will continue to advance reforms and strengthen ease of living for every citizen. The 56th International Film Festival India IFFI 2025 will conclude today in Panaji, Goa, with a grand closing ceremony. Now we go over live to our correspondent Saira Mujtaba, who is in IFFI Goa. Saira, when is the closing ceremony expected to start?
Yes, Abhishek, the stage is all set for the closing ceremony tonight. Yes, and the Chief Minister, Mr. Pramod Sawant, Union Minister of Information and Broadcasting, Ashwini Vaishnav, and Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, are expected to join us. And Festival Director Shekhar Kapoor will be joining them as well. And Abhishek, the coveted Golden Peacock Award, the Silver Peacock Award, and the ICFT UNESCO Gandhi Medal will be given to the films contending for the awards. And overall, there were 240 films that were screened during this 8-day extravaganza from 81 countries. Japan was the country of focus, Spain was the partner country, and Australia was the spotlight country. Yes, Abhishek, back to you.
Thank you, Saira, for that update. Well, moving on, benchmark domestic equity indices. The Sensex and the Nifty ended the session on a flat note with a slight negative bias. Today, indices opened on a positive note out after a range-bound trade close in the red. The Sensex fell 14 points to close at 85,707, while the Nifty dipped 13 points to settle at 26,203. In badminton, Indian shuttler Tanvi Sharma advanced into the semifinals of the Syed Modi International Badminton Tournament in Lucknow today. The 16-year-old defeated Sin Yan Happy Low of Hong Kong 21-13, 21-19 in the quarterfinals. This win followed by her massive upset in the second round against the former world champion Nozomi Okuhara. And that is the end of this news bulletin.